teaches us a very important principle with regard to what Chumash is all about. He teaches us this by asking his kasha. The first Rashi. The first Rashi. Rashi defines the Chumash as a Sefer HaMitzvahs. If it's a Sefer HaMitzvahs, it should have been organized differently. The whole setup. So Rashi's kasha is, why did it start with Bereishis? Were this a history book? Perhaps. But it's a Sefer HaMitzvahs. So Rashi answers, we have to establish our right to Eretz Yisrael first. It seems from the Ramban and others that Eretz Yisrael is referred to in that Rashi not only with regard to some kind of disputed land, it's our position in the world. It's our being the chosen people. It's that there's a special land for us. We have a special mission in life. The mitzvahs of Elokei Haaretz, the Ramban says. We have to first establish ourselves as the people that these mitzvahs were intended for. Why us? We're going to be challenged someday. Why us? Yes, this is a Sefer HaMitzvahs. But the question is, why are mitzvahs ours? Does a non-Jew get a mitzvah if he puts on tefillin? Is he doing anything for his neshama when he puts on tefillin? No. We're dealing with a chemical reaction here. We're dealing with taking tefillin and putting them on the arm of a Jew. And there's a reaction. The tefillin feed the neshama. It is a Jew wearing tefillin. The Tariq mitzvahs are for Jews. A non-Jew is not supposed to learn. Not supposed to learn what we learn, that is. He's not supposed to keep Shabbos. But he also should know the world was created in 6 days. And if he appreciates that Hashem rested on the seventh, why shouldn't he rest? We're not talking about a symbolic day of rest to acknowledge the fact that there was creation. The Jewish neshama, by way of the body refraining from malacha on Shabbos, the neshama gets something. There is a connection between creator and created by resting on Shabbos if you're Jewish. There's a big scandal going on in the Knesset. I may be ahead of you in keeping up on current events, or maybe not. A certain minister was at an international conference against bigotry. And he said, you know, I'll have to tell you, in the Shas educational system, their books are full of bigotry. And if it were up to me, we would not fund them. This is a minister here. And he starts reading from some of these books that they teach in the Shas educational system. That Hashem went to all the nations and offered them the Torah. And Yishmael asked what's in it and was told it says don't steal. So he said it's not for me. That is Arab hatred. We shouldn't be funding it. So now Shas wants him reprimanded at least. Good thing he doesn't know too much more. The entire Torah is bigotry. What they didn't have to censor over the generations, the whole Torah is bigotry. It's basically saying that we are a different people. It's basically saying that unless and until one is Jewish, you can do all sorts of great things, but your relationship with your Creator is limited. And so many of the mitzvahs do nothing for you. All they have to do is open a chumash with Rashi, and it says that we teach our children that the world was created for us. Bishvil Yisrael Shnei Bereishis. Rashi translates the word Bereishis Bishvil Yisrael Shnei Bereishis. We're bigots. Yeah, but we do allow conversion. They can join us. But until they do, this is the introduction to the Sefer HaMitzvos. The introduction is this world has a creator. And it's up to him to decide. What's wrong with bigotry? Doesn't sound so good, huh? What's wrong with bigotry? What's wrong with it? Because all men were created equal. Who said so? Who said so?
We did.
Who said so? Now, the Chumash doesn't say that we were created by Hashem to be different. All men were created equal. There was only one other Marishan. The purpose of the Chumash is to show what happened to humanity. And that rightfully we are the chosen people. If this is a Sefer HaMitzvos that is declaring that the Jewish neshama needs mitzvahs to give it life, and that mitzvahs give the Jewish neshama the ability to be more like Hashem and closer to Hashem, eternally connected to Hashem, then it has to begin by saying, why the Jews? Why us? And for that you need Bereishis, and Noach and Lech Lecha, all the way down to Yetzias Mitzrayim, and the years in the desert, you have to know, what is it? There's a chemical reaction here. And there are two chemicals. One is called Jew, and the other is called Mitzvahs. So Rashi, in the beginning of Bereishis, is telling us that although this is a Sefer HaMitzvahs, it has to describe the entire set of ingredients necessary for this reaction to take place. It begins by telling us, why is it that mitzvahs are for Jews? Why is it that all the mitzvahs, the Taryag mitzvahs, why are they for Jews? And that is because there was a creator. And if you take Rashi literally, well, it's up to him. He's allowed to play favorites. That's not what Rashi's saying. Rashi's saying it is dependent on Ritzono, on his will. If he were some big fat bully, then literally it would mean, yeah, depends on his mood. That's not what Rashi is saying. Ritzono Yizbarach. The will of Hashem. The will of Hashem is truth. Rashi's pointing out, there's a creator, and the creator is Hashem. And it's all truth. The purpose of Sefer Bereishis, the purpose of Torah before mitzvahs, is to describe why, according to the truth of the Creator, according to truth itself, why is it that we, the Jews, are the ones that these mitzvahs are for? Why is that? The question is one that one has to ask from a historical perspective, but also one has to ask for the sense of identifying what exactly is expected of us. What does it mean to be a Jew? You happen to be a descendant of someone that made it past Noach and Lech Lecha? We've got to identify. We have to identify with that which made the Jews different. So we have Parshas Bereishis, which talks about the beginning. And the first mistake of humanity, whereby already all of humanity found itself in the wrong place. All of humanity was thrown out of Gan Eden. We all became mortal, which basically means that the vast majority of humanity over the generations ends up not making it back, remaining mortal, remaining a little closer to the animal kingdom than to what a man was supposed to be. That was the first. It meant fighting an uphill battle. It meant that the human being was no longer naturally inclined to find emes, to find truth. It made it so much more difficult. And Cain and Hevel didn't really make it. There was Sheis. So salvation will come through the B'nai Sheis. Things weren't so great there either. Humanity messed things up so badly that on the upper levels of creation, things fell down. Appreciate, that's what it means when it talks about the B'nai Elohim. These higher beings coming down to earth. How does that happen? Humanity has the ability to mess things up on the highest levels. If the purpose of creation was man, then everything past Hashem Himself, Everything that exists other than Hashem Himself can be affected by us. Man messed things up so badly that on the upper levels they came down. The 70 nations. The fact that humanity was so out of it, so far away from truth, that disunity had to be created. Disunity and misunderstanding had to be created to prevent humanity from having the power of unity, because who knows what they would do. That's the message of the Dor HaFlaga. The Tower. The message there was that Hashem took the power of unity away from the world because we would misuse it. And who knows what we would do. And then there's Noah. The generation. We're just getting rid of disunity wasn't enough. Perhaps they couldn't communicate on a sophisticated enough level to build a tower. But they did communicate on a level of warped values. They didn't know how to cooperate, but they learned to fight and cheat one another. They learned to abuse one another. To the point that the world could not go on. But there's a survivor, there's a Noah. And then we read of his own children. These were the people that were saved from the flood. When humanity is destroyed, these are the ones that are saved. And even there, they turn out to be three. One who has values. Another who's a little sympathetic. And another who just misses it altogether. The one with values, Shem. We follow him to understand the further development of what later became Klal Yisrael. What became the Jewish nation. The Maral points out that the last nation to be created was us. The 70 nations are already mentioned with the Dor HaFlaga. The end of this week's parsha. 70 nations are mentioned there. We are the 71st. Whatever it takes to be a member of that group of nations, where all of humanity finds itself under one category of the 71. The 70 came about a lot earlier than the 71st. We didn't reach our development yet. We didn't reach what we were supposed to be in order to be Jews. That wasn't complete until Yitzchak and Yaakov, until Golis Mitzrayim. And finally, Kabbalah Satorah. This is our Hakdama to the Sefer HaMitzvahs. In Hashem's Sefer HaMitzvahs, the Hakdama, the counterpart to Rambam's Shiroshim, the Hakdama is, how was it that of all of humanity it was just the Jews? In this week's parsha, we read of the Mabul, the flood, we read of the Dor HaFlaga, we read of Shem, Cham, and Yafes. We have to go and analyze every one of these and appreciate how we were not part of the rest of the nations. How what was developing was a different people. and most of humanity was elsewhere. So they may consider this bigotry. And they may decide that any school that opens the Chumash is preaching bigotry. And it's our fault that there is no peace in the Middle East. To us, the message is we have to maintain our stature. We are different. We are different not just because we have different traditions. We are different because we are a different people. Next week we learn of Avram HaIvri. The world is on one side and Avram on the other. And to this day it hasn't changed. To a Ben Torah, one of the sad elements of living in this generation is the fact that it's not just the rest of the world on one side and the Jews on the other, but we're a small family of Bnei Torah on one side and the rest of humanity on the other. In terms of our thinking, of not just going with the flow, in terms of not allowing ourselves to be affected by the values of the times, we're alone. And that makes the responsibility so much greater. And it also makes the desire to change the situation so much greater. Because at Kabbalah Satorah, every one of us got it. And it wasn't conditional. And one cannot opt out. And it doesn't make a difference where you're coming from. If you're a Jew, you need Taryag Mitzvahs. But the Rambam writes in Hilchas Tshuva that before you do Tshuva, you do Mitzvahs, Torfen Olsam Befonov. The Mitzvahs get torn. What does that mean? It means that a Baal Avera, it means that someone who is content with sin, knows what he's doing but is content with sin, someone who is not interested in growth, someone who understands and rejects the concept of being Jewish, of making demands on yourself, of thinking differently, and rejects all of that. He is incapable of fulfilling the mitzvahs. He does them and they do nothing for his soul. On a certain level, he's worse than not being Jewish. Unlike the non-Jews, his soul needs the taryag. Yet unlike the rest of the Jews, when his body fulfills his mitzvahs, they do not provide the soul with life. Part of our Sefer HaMitzvahs is appreciating that in order for the Jew's mitzvah to be a mitzvah, the Jew has to learn that we're not like the rest of them. It's not just that we need more. In order to fulfill, in order to provide ourselves with more, we have to be a certain person. The Jew had to have been able to be alive in the day of the Mabul and would have survived. The Jew would have had to have been around in the day of the Dor HaFlugah and not joined the building of the tower. The Jew has to be different. But once again, it's not just that we have different traditions. It's that we think differently. It's that we ask questions and we make demands. The fact that we're in yeshiva and learning doesn't automatically mean that we have fulfilled that responsibility. It doesn't automatically mean that we have given our bodies the ability to have our mitzvahs affect our souls. It doesn't say here in the Chumash that the difference between Klal Yisrael and the rest of the world was that we went to yeshiva. The difference is that we weren't swayed by their lack of value. The difference is because we understood that just because it's the done thing, it doesn't mean it's right. We ask questions and we make demands of ourselves. And that so much has to be part of what a Jew is as an introduction to our Sefer HaMitzvahs. With regard to the Dor HaMabul, the beginning of the Parsha, it was Ben Adam L'Chavero. The fact that everyone does it does not take away from it being chomos. Just because it's a done thing, that doesn't mean that that's the way to buy an airline ticket. And it doesn't make a difference who told you so. And it doesn't make a difference how holy the travel agent is. Being a Jew means you do what's right regardless of what everyone around you is saying. Chomos! Integrity! Part of what it takes for your tefillin to change your neshama is that you have integrity when people around you don't. When the world is willing to accept something, but you know it's dishonest. Chamas, that's what sealed their fate. And the Dor HaFlaga, obviously, their desire to get rid of Hashem Chalila. An acknowledgement of his existence, but a desire to fight him. In our terms, yeah, I know this is what you got to do because Hashem created the world and gave us the mitzvahs and his Gan Eden and his Gehenna. I know that. But if I could, I would have changed things. If I could find some way of getting Hashem out of the way, so I wouldn't have all this responsibility, I would have preferred it. I mean, isn't that in simple terms what the Dor HaFlaga is saying? They're acknowledging his being there, but they want to get rid of that. They want to get rid of the responsibilities of having a creator over you. The Jew not only does mitzvahs, but the Jew says there's nothing like it. We acknowledge that we couldn't do any better ourselves. You need that for your tefillin to give your soul its needs. And then Shem Cham and Yafes. Dignity, self-respect. Sensitive people. Even among those that aren't. We maintained our stature in the ghettos. One of the reasons we were always scorned and they drew us with the big noses was because they appreciated that they may have been the aristocrats, but we were the better people. They understood that we had a stature they didn't. They understood that the poor, the poverty-stricken Jew in the ghetto had more self-respect than the big fat landowner that demanded money from him. They knew that there was something special in the Jewish family. The peddlers, that they didn't have. They knew that over the years, when Jews looked down at their neighbors, even though their neighbors were in control, they knew that this wasn't bigotry. It was because a Jew had self-respect and his neighbors didn't. They knew that. They understood that tzniyus to us was not a game. It was for real. It was a sign of being a different kind of person. They understood there was yiras shamayim, there was self-control that they didn't have. These are our shoreshim to mitzvahs. In this week's parsha, we read that in order for your tefillin to be tefillin and your Torah to be Torah, you need integrity, regardless of what's going on around you. Your Bein Adam L'Chavero has to be on a standard that is not relative to the appreciations of society. The fact that we are eager to do the will of Hashem and don't walk around with this feeling of bug off, Hashem, why couldn't this just be a freebie? And self-respect. These are ingredients necessary. This belongs in Hilchas Tefillin. This belongs in every mitzvah. Whether it's your Arba Minim or your Matzah. These are all part of it. This is what it takes to be a Jew. This is why these mitzvahs are for us. It's great to be Jewish. We develop a pride in this. Bigotry is generally a sign of people being small, of being bitter, of being empty. Lowly people hate. Ours is not bigotry, it's pride. Yes, we take pride. We take pride in the fact that this is what we live up to, that this is what we're all about. And they can call us whatever they want to. We are bigger people. And we have to maintain that sense of being bigger people. And this is a part of every single mitzvah. Because the mitzvahs can only do things for us if we're Jews. Only if we're different and proud. Ashreinu matov chalkeinu.